morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin. Today is Friday, August 26th, 2022. It is about, it is about 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about 4 a.m. Pacific Time and about 1 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening and welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you on the path to the services you feel you need. Because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want any triggers to any negative. We don't want to be any triggers to any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your state or your local gamblers help group, and hopefully they can get you on the path of the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. And you weren't on Sunday. The last time we came out, we were 1-2. I tell you, it was a shitty weekend. And it was just like, I didn't do a show Sunday. Or I didn't do a show Monday. And I didn't do one yesterday. Just because, I'm not going to lie, we needed a break from baseball. A new college football was coming up tomorrow. We needed a break from baseball. And that reminds me, there's no action on the show today. Okay, I'm not going to hold you. There's not any action on the show today. Just want to tell you what's been going on. We'll be back tomorrow, though. There's 6 total picks, I believe. Yeah, 5 college football and 1 baseball. 5 college football, 1 baseball. Okay. You know how to check the podcast. It's this podcast, but you know how to find me on YouTube. It's at Betting Public, BETTINGPUBLIC. The Betting Public. I'm sorry. Scrap that. My YouTube channel is The Betting Public Sports Show. Okay, The Betting Public Sports Show, BETTINGPUBLIC Sports Show, The Betting Public Sports Show. Comes out Saturdays and Sundays. I'll have something on there tomorrow, and we'll have the podcast. But also on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, I'm gonna rebroadcast the college football show. You know, like I told you, this is the Betting Public Sports Show. And somebody asked, you know, could they be on it? Because they usually were on it. And I just totally, you know, I just already just had it in my mind that I was doing it. But like I said, if you're in the town, if we're in the same area, you're listening, and you want to come on the show, you're more than welcome. I have no problem whooping out my phone, a camera, whatever, and we can go up here and talk some shit and make some picks, right? Talking shit and making picks. I might change the name of the podcast to that. Talking shit and making picks. Because I'm going to talk a little shit today. Just a little bit, not a lot. So that's happening, I believe, Wednesday. Also, the following week of that, the following Thursday, September 8th, the NFL starts. And that's when our new show should be on YouTube, okay? I will give you the YouTube channel, so you can all go subscribe and listen to it. You're going to want to subscribe to this. Trust me. It's not talking shit, nor is it making picks. Well, it is some making picks, but it ain't talking shit. Okay? That's that. And that's pretty much it. There won't be any show on Saturday. There'll be a podcast, but there won't be any YouTube or anything on this coming Sunday. you know, and I'm pretty much already thinking, know what I'm thinking about the following weekend anyway, with college football on Saturday the 3rd. But I digress. But listen, I just want to listen. Like I said, I'm not going to hold you on talking real slick and greasy today because, you know, not a lot of really happened. I mean, well, the Little League World Series, that little fiasco with the white hair. You can go check the YouTube for that. I gave you a video on that. But I heard that and I saw the videos of the Rams and Bengals fighting. Aaron Donald swinging helmets. Two things about that. I don't know what happened, but two things about that. One, swinging a helmet during a football game is some dirty bullshit. During a football fight, that's dirty. Like, football fights are not supposed to have equipment and, you know, weapons. Baseball, either. You don't supposed to use your spikes. You don't swing on the opponent with the bat. You know, even though you've seen videos of that, that's way out of bounds. You know, basketball, you don't undercut somebody. You know, I'm sorry, Aaron Donald, I don't care how good you are. That's some punk ass shit. Swinging a helmet. You know, it's not like that Myles Garrett thing up in with Cleveland and Pittsburgh. You know, we hit Mason Rudolph with the helmet. You know, I lost a long time mutual on Twitter behind that. Me and Hellman argue on that. And I was just like, you know, he said some things, I said some things. It was just like, you know, instead of realizing we wasn't changing each other's mind, you know, started talking slick and greasy on the Twitter app. You know, but yeah, and secondly, the fact that the Bengals got this guy out here swinging helmets tells me that the Bengals got a little nasty, came to get a little busy in practice, and I like it, you know, because in all my 46 years of watching, well, I'm 46, you know, in all my years of watching the Bengals, probably since about, you know, 7-8 years old, they've never had a real defensive stout player or just a nasty defense. Like, you know, when I say stout, you know, it ain't got to be Larry Donald or Dion. But damn, can you get us Aeneas Williams? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, Geno, somebody a little better than Geno. That was Geno. Geno Atkins just left, you know. And can we get Richard Dent? You know, yeah, you know, somebody right there, Hall of Fame, or, you know, on the cusp of Hall of Fame or better. You know, and then, and so I'm liking that the Bengals got to that boy and made him want to scrap. You know, and that tells me that the Bengals, like I said, are for real. So we're going to put a little bread on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl, all right? Hey, but like I said, I don't know what the odds are. You know, we'll talk about it sometime next week. But I just, you know, it just made me think of that. That's just as a homer. Okay, my hometown team, all right? But let's get off here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for everything. And, you know, we're going to get off of here. But like I said, everything will be back tomorrow, all right? But in the meantime, don't forget the YouTube channel and my Instagram at @fame_Rothstein, @FAME_ROTHSTEIN. Okay, don't forget the Twitter handle at Biggie Rothstein, BIGGIERROTHSTEIN. Okay, don't forget the backup Instagram page at Betting Public, BETTINGPUBLIC. There's no recent content on there. It's just in case, all right? And don't forget my email address, famerothstein@yahoo.com, famerothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget, like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, and share the content that you see on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube, all right? That's why I'm going to first release where the new video, the new show will be, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. All right, let's, you know, We're going to relax for another day. Then we're going to get our action in tomorrow, all right? But let's be safe. Let's be courteous to each other. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.